Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
505, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It is Halloween. And, well, we got candy in store here at Palatial Katz Family Manor. Stately Katz Manor. Does that work for everybody? But I already had the highlight of my day. A couple of moments ago, heading out to the Architect deck, and there's Julia. Music is playing. Julia's smiling. That's it. It's all downhill from there. Don't tell Maloney, but, you know, he's no Julia Katz. He's pretty good, though. I want to share a couple of quick texts coming in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And then we are going to talk with my buddy Brian Maloney. Let's see. Tim in Chesterfield says, Jeff, caramel popcorn. That's it. That's the best one. Oh, I'll take that. I'll do that. I still believe that Reese's peanut butter cups are the best way to go. When I was a kid, it was Reese's. And growing up in Philadelphia, Tasty Cake was only available in Philadelphia. They had full-size fudge bars. I used to know exactly which house. There was one house on the backside of where we lived. They gave them out every year, every kid that came by. And my mom would never buy them for us. So we went, we got ours, and we would take like a little tiny nibble out of it and then wrap it up, and we'd have it for a month or so. It was good stuff. But caramel popcorn, that's okay. 757 says, Jeff, I agree. People who have no children just don't feel the same as those of us who do. However, those childless people should think about the future as well. I just don't think they've thought about their future as they should. I agree with you. I agree with you. If you don't have kids, you do not have the same view. You do not have the same amount of skin in the game. And certain things become far more important to you than they should be. 804, Jeff, Mark Cuban said you never see smart women around Trump. Oh, God, give it a break already. Seriously. I think Mark Cuban thought he was going to be Secretary of the Treasury or something for Kamala Harris, but we'll see. Hey, Brian Maloney is joining us. Very few people I know who are able to analyze political races as well as Brian does. Been doing it for a long time. One of the best talk radio personalities ever, ever. Brian, appreciate you being here, man.
Oh, Mark Cuban. Oh, don't even get me started, Jeff.
Well, now that you bring it up, what are you thinking about Mark Cuban? God,
well, he's trying to look like Rachel Maddow now. What's that about? He's trying to look like a middle-aged woman. He's pulling that off, but everything else with him is just... And, you know, he's really an accidental billionaire. I mean, he basically sold a worthless company for, you know, a ton of money back in the dot-com era. He's just a very, very lucky guy, one of the few who got out unscathed.
Yeah.
And has... turned himself this year into the, you know, Mr. Kamala Harris.
Why do you think that is? Because I go back long enough, and I know you do as well. Cuban always struck me as a libertarian, right?
Yeah.
Free market, leave your life, don't bug me. But now all of a sudden, man, he's just all in with the left.
Well, some kind of deal must have been made. There's got to be more to the story because... to just have some kind of, you know, if you're going to chalk it up to a change of heart or whatever, what's the case? You know, and the thing is, every time they interview Mark Cuban on CNBC was one on the morning show a couple weeks ago. It was Mark Kernan. He was asking, or Joe Kernan,
yep.
Asking him about, you know, okay, so here's Harris's policies, 1, 2, 3, 4. Which ones do you agree with? He didn't agree with any of them. And if you don't agree with any of her policies, then why are you supporting her?
Yeah. Do you not think that he just, for whatever reason, he hates Trump?
It's got to be something like that. You know, there's got to be something more to this story. But he's as annoying as Bruce Springsteen out there and a few of these other clowns that I so, you know, the Bruce Springsteen. And please don't let him sing anymore, please.
God, I know. Is he threatening to move if Trump wins? Isn't that what he's saying?
You know, I mean, none of them ever actually do it. You know, we hear this all the time, right. You know? I mean, it's just, you know, we've got some obnoxious people out there. We really do in our popular culture.
Yeah, I'm amazed all the time. Brian Maloney is joining us. Brian is, well, Brian's many things. You are. Yeah, you know, you're one of the greatest broadcasters. Oh. You're one of the greatest broadcasters I've ever met. One of the best talk show hosts that anybody could ever have hoped to have listened to. You've been inside on political campaigns and organizing and the rest of it. And you're a dad. You know, we were talking a little bit about this, Brian. I'm curious if you don't mind just venturing an opinion through this perspective. Those of us who have kids see this race in a very different way than those people who don't.
Well, I mean, I think it just comes down to will our children, will the next generations have any kind of freedom and know what America has been and what America could be again? Yeah. You know, our potential. This is a country that has always had so much potential, and we've started to lose that.
Yep.
And, you know, because I think about this a lot, it's like, you know, I had a role in bringing, you know, I've got two children and I'm, you know, God created them. I didn't, but I certainly parented them. And yep. Bottom line is I didn't bring two children into the world so that, Harris and these, you know, finger wagging librarians, scolds, you know, could tell my children what to do every day. And that's what it boils down to.
Well, what about Megan Rapinoe? Would you take a good finger wagging from now she has pink hair, the of the former son?
No way. I wouldn't go anywhere near her.
By the way, you know, Brian, she's saying that if Trump wins, there will be, quote, a violent reality. So the left is already telling us what they plan to do.
Well, and that's what, you know, I have friends who are sending me texts and messages, you know, like, you know, what should I do to prepare? Or one person said, you know, they were preparing for violence. And, you know, and I started to think, is that really, are we really going to have that? I mean, I don't know, but I mean, I think then I thought, you know, I follow the left every day of the week and maybe I'm missing, maybe I'm refusing to see what they're doing. I don't know. I can't imagine them taking a Trump victory without erupting in the streets. Can you? I can't imagine them just doing that.
No, Brian, I think that if President Trump is reelected, then we will see a whole slew of those mostly peaceful protests pop up yet again across America.
Well, and that's just it. So what, you know, what do we need to do to protect ourselves and our families? Could it get that bad? So, you know, I think to me, I think, Jeff, that Election Day is when everything begins. You know, it's the beginning of this next phase, not the end. It's the,
that's right.
You know, first we have to see what kind of cheating they pull off, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we've already seen evidence of that in Michigan. We've already got hardcore, you know, we've already got bona fide evidence that I've been spreading around, and other people have been too, where one person seemed to have voted about 100 times, and then they caught that student, I think student from China who had voted, and they said, oh, well, this rarely ever happens. I'm laughing. I think, well, it's just rare that you do anything about it, but it's happening all the time. Come on. I mean, we're not stupid.
No, and it you know what? It's also not just the folks who are voting, it's their efforts to keep other people from voting. You saw this thing out of Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and people want to say, oh, it's a backwards county. Dude, I grew up in Philadelphia. I've known Bucks County since the day I was old enough to get on a bus and go to Bucks County. Not backwards, but Democrats strong at this point. You saw the nonsense. There's a video out there, I shared it, of a police officer somewhere telling a guy with a MAGA hat, and all it says is make America great again.
Right, it doesn't say Trump, right?
Nope, doesn't say Trump. It's not a political hat. And he tells him he's going to be arrested if he stands there with that hat and goes in to vote. I'm sorry, this is outrageous on every level.
Well, it really is. And that hat does not say vote for Trump on it. So that's, you know, that's, so that's the kind of stuff that we're, dealing with out there. And it's just interesting. I mean, to me, I'm absolutely floored and fascinated with the Trump campaign this year because it is so much better than his previous two campaigns. And I mean, Jeff, I've never seen anybody do these things, you know, and I was joking, you know, I actually have a degree in political science and it's useless because Trump just threw out the playbook. He rewrote the book. I don't know why anybody would go to school for that degree now. All you got to do is watch what this man is doing. And the garbage truck thing yesterday was just ingenious.
Well, all right. So Mr. Poli-Sci degree, assuming that anybody's allowed to discuss and examine political campaigns that don't come from the ruling class, the Trump situation with that, nothing short of brilliant. Am I right?
Well, it was brilliant. And the thing is, I think, Jeff, that you and I could appreciate it coming from broadcasting backgrounds because we were always living and dying based on what kinds of stunts that we pulled. You know,
that's
you don't
right.
see that as much now, but you and I are from the old school
that's
in
right.
broadcasting where if you wanted to advance your career, you had to pull some stunts and they had to be creative.
That's right.
And sometimes they got you fired, but, you know, I mean, that's the risk, but you couldn't advance or maybe even keep your job without that. You know that. I mean, you did some, I did some. I mean, so I'm watching Trump and I'm saying this guy, this is like an old school radio guy pulling stunts and they're brilliant. I mean, everyone, and he did the rally last night wearing the jacket.
Absolutely. No, you're right, man. It is back in the days, back when radio used to be radio. It hasn't been radio in a decade or so, but back when radio was radio, we did that stuff all the time. And
we had to.
You had to. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. This is a guy who understands the appeal of Vince McMahon, the World Wrestling Federation, World Wrestling Entertainment.
Absolutely. Yes.
You know,
shows up at the events.
Somebody, now let me ask you this, because now that we're over time, we're talking radio, buddy. This is a guy you know had part of his view of the world set by guys like Bob Grant in New York, right?
He knows. Absolutely, and Rush. Rush had a great deal of influence on Trump, a great deal, going back years, more than people know. And the Trump candidacy and presidency has been, in many ways, a Rush Limbaugh presidency. Really has, the one that Rush was never able to attain or didn't want to or try for. And so that's really what we've been getting here.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely wonderful. And I really think we're going to win on Tuesday. But I want us to win Virginia because if we win Virginia, the night will be short. If we win Virginia, Jeff, can you just beg your listeners to have 100% turnout? You just beg them for me. Beg.
Brian, I am telling you now, I am hoarse at this point. I've been begging people to
scream at people. And even if they get annoyed at you, just say, come on, it's, you know, let's put Virginia, because the polls are showing that Virginia is in play. And man, the satisfaction of winning Virginia would be it would be more than any other state, any other, because nobody has that on the red map. Nobody does. And yet the polls show it could be within 1 to 3 points, which means your listeners alone could put Trump over the top.
Well, Brian, I agree with you, man. I got to run because I got to remind people to go and vote for Trump. But I'm going to look forward to chatting with you again after the election. That is Brian
Absolutely.
Cody. Remind everybody real fast where they find you online.
Sure. Facebook.com. So it's Facebook, and we have a page called Media Equalizer. Media Equalizer, one word, on Facebook. And we love having you there. Media Equalizer on Facebook.
I love it. Thank you, Brian. That is Brian Maloney, the Media Equalizer. And he's absolutely right. Virginia is in play. I've been telling people that. I don't mean to lecture anybody, and I promise I'm not wagging my finger. But I have been saying this since the beginning. That Virginia is in play, and I cannot tell you how many people say, oh, that's ridiculous. It's not ridiculous, because these are real people like you and me who are going to the grocery store and buying gasoline, for God's sakes. Virginia's in play. I don't do predictions, as you know, but I would not be the least bit surprised if Virginia goes the right way, if you know what I mean. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. All right. Well, I'm just sort of bopping along with the stuff there. I kind of like that. We got time here. I want you to hear just a couple of little snippets that will, they should make your hair hurt. They may or may not. Cut number three.
And after days of backlash over that comedian at the Madison Square Garden rally calling Puerto Rico a floating pile of garbage, tonight Trump seizing on President Biden's words.
Oh, is that what he did, David? That's little David Muir from ABC News. Remember, he's supposed to be a fair, impartial dude for debates. He's a hack. He's a hack. Well, anyway. All right, how about cut number four? They somehow dug up Bill Clinton, and that should scare everybody. Cut number four.
I don't think it's right to say that people have to vote for Donald Trump because the economy is better there.
No, just ignore the facts. No, come on into my world of delusion. Pretend that everything is just fine. I tell you, for all of her support from the big-time Democrats like Bill Clinton and Joe Biden, man, they don't seem to like her all that much. And they just inadvertently, accidentally, in Clinton's case, tell the truth. You're damn right the economy was better during Trump's time. You don't like his mean tweets? Don't read them. You think he's kind of orange, you don't like his hair, fine. Don't hire him to do your makeup or your hair. But the economy was better. Your kids, my kids, had a better shot at a better life. Grow up, vote the right way. I'm Jeff Katz, and I approve this message from Jeff Katz. 526 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
You may clap.
5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. It is a Friday evening. It is Halloween. I know the Ashland Theater's got stuff this evening.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Had some great Halloween style films the last probably last 2 weeks. It's good stuff. If you get the chance, you haven't been up here to Ashland in a while, come on up. I think you'll have a good time. We've got the election, in case nobody noticed that, coming up on Tuesday. It's going to be a fascinating one. It really is. I look at Donald Trump and I keep thinking, man, another home run, another home run, another home run. What he did, how he was able to turn that whole garbage thing around in a matter of hours, nothing short of brilliant. And you know how you know it was a really good stunt? That's what they're calling it, is a stunt. You know how you know it was a really good stunt? You know it's a really good stunt because all the leftists are all over it, attacking it and condemning it. You may not like Donald Trump. I don't really care, but he resonates with the vast majority of us. And two images of this guy, one in a McDonald's window, wearing the apron, and one in a garbage truck, and then standing on stage in the vest. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. There's nothing that Kamala Harris can do to compete because she doesn't like us. She does not like people. She doesn't mind those who are in her elitist crew, but she, like Joe Biden, just thinks we are all garbage.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Yeah. I mean, I got the message a long time ago. I got that memo. I read it. I know exactly how they feel. Dr. Keith Ablow, I think, has probably got a sense of how those left-wing elitists feel. Keith, are you with us here in this gigantic garbage can?
I am the garbage of which they speak.
Yeah, you are.
Absolutely. I know, because they come to my door here in Newburyport, and they say, I'm here to take out the garbage. And I said, no, it's right at the curb. They're like, no, you.
Yep.
Yeah. There you have it.
Yeah, you see it up close and personal. Man, what do you think drives somebody? You look at Joe Biden, and we can talk about his decline and this and that. But did he just accidentally say the so-called quiet part out loud? Or do you think he, maybe the direction of his wife, is saying, hey, we got to tank her. She shivved you, and now it's your turn to pay her back.
Well, it certainly could be that Joe Biden wants to tank Kamala Harris. Why not? She absconded with his presidency that he's allowed. Yep. But the other thing about Biden is, you know, this guy is a brawler. I mean, he doesn't care, right? You offend him, he'll blow up your pipeline. He doesn't care how many whales die. He tells you, fire the prosecutor, I'm going to deprive the country of billions of dollars because you have to do that because my son needs me to remove one of the prosecutors in Ukraine. Yep. This guy's, he's many things. He may suffer from dementia. He may have lost control of his presidency, but he's not shy. He's a tough guy, and he stops at nothing. He thinks that those who oppose him are garbage. Yeah. He does. Yeah. Absolutely. It's a blood sport, and he's a gladiator. He may look, you know, like he's, you know, at this point, you know, the godfather, right, ready to hand over the reins, but he's a warrior, mm-hmm, of another kind. It's scorched earth,
yeah,
right? And so I think, Jeff, that's one of the reasons that people should be very invested in this election, because imagine, half the country, hopefully more than half, by the way, mm-hmm, is considered by the other party, the Democrat Party, as garbage. We've never said anything like that about the other half of the country. Never, ever.
Nope.
But to think that you'd be living in a country run by Kamala Harris and she hates you, yeah, and thinks of you as garbage, yeah, and thinks that if you're a conservative woman, you're stupid, yeah, that's stressful.
Yeah.
That's a real thing. The IRS may want to tamper with you.
Uh-huh.
The DEA may want to come to your door. Right. Came to mine.
Yep.
Right? And so it's a real election for real stakes.
What about those of us who are conservatives? And I want to remind everybody, Dr. Keith Ablo is joining us. KeithAblo.com is probably the best way to stay in touch with Keith. Great website, all sorts of different avenues to go down. But, Keith, I hear Joe Biden tell me that I'm garbage, and I'm thinking, well, I knew that. I knew that that's how you felt, and I've known that for a long time. There are, however, people in America today who are shocked that they are being described as garbage, and they don't know exactly how to process that. What would you tell them?
What I would tell them is wear the moniker proudly, because what defines you as garbage is your commitment to being an individual and thinking for yourself. That means you're garbage because you're in the way. What do you do with things that are in the way? You throw them in the dumpster.
Yep.
You're garbage. Why? Because you don't see the wisdom of a single government controlling the whole world,
mm-hmm,
allowing you not to speak your mind freely, depriving you of any way to defend your family with a weapon, and suggesting that what you ought to think about with most of your time is where you're going to get high and which gender you want to be, and, you know, whether there are abortions available, you know, a mile away as opposed to further away. That's what they want you to think about, that the level of your autonomy should be, am I going to get an abortion? Am I going to get high? Am I going to be a boy or a girl? Okay, that leaves a lot of land area for the people who want power to grab it, like wealth, influence, a determination of what kind of future we're going to have.
Wow.
It's pretty sad. I mean, we're garbage because we insist on being rooted and connected to a higher power, which, by the way, they think is insanity, delusional. They think we're crazy garbage. The fact that we think that there's a force in the universe greater than the government,
yeah,
they think is absolute, complete lunacy and garbage.
What do you think their perspectives are? What are their thoughts when it comes to family? And the reason I mention that, Keith, is that today during the program, I said, and I not to offend anybody, because I have friends of mine who are conservatives who don't have kids, but I said, you know what? If you don't have kids, you don't have the same skin in the game that I do, and you don't see things the same way, right? I mean, if it's just me, man, I'm buying a pack of smokes and I'm eating a stick of butter. All right, that's just me. Right? What do I care? It's all over. Right. It's over, baby. The buzzer's going to sound and we're done. But if you believe in something higher and you have something that will live past your time on this mortal coil, man, it is just different.
Well, it is different, but they would say, why are you saying those are your children? Just like Obama said, it's not your business. You don't have a business. We built roads allowing you to get to your business. Where would you be if it weren't for the roads we paved?
That's right.
You would have no business. And as to your role in your family, those aren't your kids. Those are wards of the state who you cook some meals for. But you better use the ingredients that we advise you to. You better immunize them when we tell you to. You better make sure they're never truant, or Kamala Harris, as she did, will lock you up in jail.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, real criminals she's got no problem with because they're, well, whatever. What do you think the mindset is after Tuesday? I'm already hearing from leftists, like that Megan Rapinoe, the multi-hair-colored soccer lady, is already saying, well, Trump wins, there's going to be, quote, a violent reality. Do you think they're going to be these mostly peaceful protests that pop up around America again?
I think mostly peaceful protests. I think that there will be some reaction, and it should be seen as baiting the good folks like Donald J. Trump, or as I call him, Donald J. Washington, into some sort of action that they can then define as being a despot, which, but of course they see the rule of law properly applied. And the notion that there really are things like borders, and that if you come here illegally, you really should leave if you don't have, reason to fear for your life as a political, person seeking asylum. They see that as abhorrent. Like, well, why are you? Because why? Because they have to get rid of the country. Like, America's in the way of one world government. America's in the way of taking away this horrible thing that they see, like the idea that people would be able to speak their minds freely. They see it as really offensive. Like, you may say something that could hurt people's feelings. Ugh. Okay, that's the code. They're saying, don't hurt people's feelings. We've got to restrict free speech. What they really mean is we want all control.
That's right.
We want to cut the tongues out of your mouths.
Yep.
And the way we're going to do it is to say you're not nice. They say that about Trump. He's uncouth.
Yep.
Well, no, he's uncouth. No, he's just telling the truth.
Right.
Uncouth or the truth. It's the truth.
I love that. Man, you, as always, are telling the truth. I want to remind everybody, KeithAblow.com is where you go to stay up to date with my buddy Keith. All sorts of great stuff there. Not too late to get yourself a copy of Trump Your Life. You can get it on Amazon.com is the easiest. But I'm telling you, go to KeithAblow.com for everything Keith Abloh. You will not be disappointed. Keith, I appreciate it, brother. It is 546, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
I got 5 pieces of candy. I got a chocolate bar.
I got a quarter.
I got a rock.
Ah, poor Charlie. Did anybody ever have the orange UNICEF boxes? You know what I'm talking about? They were cardboard back in the day. And you would get them in class if you wanted them. And the idea was that you put your little UNICEF box together and you would go around door to door. And in addition to begging for candy, you would beg for people to put change into the orange box. Well, I don't know if I should share this, but I'm going to. As a child with a family of limited means, I was always looking for some opportunity to have a couple of extra dollars. You know where I'm going, right? There were a couple of us, there are many of us in Philadelphia, who got those little orange boxes and went around collecting, had people dropping the change in those little orange boxes. And, well, that change never made it anywhere close to those starving children, wherever those starving children were, because we were convinced we were the starving children. And yeah, so I mean, I hang my head in shame. It's like 50 years ago that I did it, and I'm thinking the statute of limitations probably ticked a long time ago. But I always bear that in mind. I mean, I love Halloween. I really do. Orange happens to be my favorite color. Orange and blue are my favorite colors. And I love everything about Halloween. I love the fun part. I love the candy. Of course, it's hard not to love the candy. I love the idea that you've got folks who are doing something exciting and interesting and innovative, creative, as they put together costumes. I don't want to see big kids, like, seriously, like, if you're 17 years old, go buy your own candy. Leave me alone. But, you know, little kids come to the door. I'm hoping we get kids tonight. We do that trunk or treat thing, which I hate. But, I mean, we do it in our community, but we still get some folks who come to the door. And that's nice. I told you that the trash truck thing with Donald Trump was brilliant. And I knew that it was brilliant because of how upset the leftists were. I want to give you an example of how upset the leftists are. Cut number one.
As we are now 6 days out from Election Day, nearly 60 million votes have already been cast in early in-person voting and through the mail. And the latest polls suggest the race could not be tighter. Both campaigns are locking their focus on the battleground states. Vice President Kamala Harris rallied in North Carolina and Pennsylvania today and is in Wisconsin tonight. Former President Donald Trump was in North Carolina earlier and tonight is also in Wisconsin. He landed in Green Bay just a short time ago and then pulled this campaign stunt, speaking to reporters from a garbage truck, proof that he and his supporters are giving no grace to a gaffe by President Biden, where he, in his explanation, inadvertently called Trump supporters garbage. This, of course, was in response to that racist joke about floating garbage told at a Trump rally just last weekend. Vice President Harris is distancing herself from the negativity and trying to drive home her unifying message that if elected, she will represent all Americans.
Who is that? Who is that lady? Is she pitching to be press secretary, the next minister of propaganda, if Kamala Harris wins? Aw, the Trump people didn't provide any grace to Joe Biden. Why? Joe Biden just called us all garbage. Well, they tried to explain there was a missing apostrophe. There was no missing apostrophe. The only thing missing were his two middle fingers wagging at us. Who are we kidding?
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Yeah, where would you put the apostrophe? Anybody have a clue? Let me do that one more time, would you?
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Yeah, well, I think that's pretty clear. And I'm telling you, I get it. I know that you think I'm garbage. And I will tell you that I'm perfectly okay with you thinking that I'm garbage. I'm past the point where I put too much stock into people who say, well, I think this and I think that about me. I'm good. You do you. That's the Book of Jamal, chapter 1, verse 1. You do you. I don't need to have somebody like her lecture me on how I should have done more. Joe Biden made clear what he believes. You make no mistake about it. He hates you. I've said this for years now. The leftists hate us. They think we're garbage. They don't believe that we should have the ability to speak freely. They've made that clear. Now, you want to go vote for her? Then you vote for her. You do you. But I don't see how you can do that and still be a responsible American. I just don't. Have a fantastic evening. Enjoy Halloween. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WR.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.